I think the president's between now and about this time next year, I think it goes into effect with September 2016. So presidents have about a year to come up with a plan to bring to the board. So
August 16th.
Yeah. And we will start very soon. We're kind of mapping out now exactly how we want to go about doing this. Pretty robust campus-wide dialogue to get everybody's views about what is likely to create the most comfort level. I mean, I think the thing that we start from is a good premise with respect to Texas A&M, which is we're Aggies. Aggies respect each other. They want to make each other comfortable. And finding out ways to ensure that we can do that, respecting everybody's views on this, but finding ways that people feel really comfortable ensuring that all the things go on a campus, the dynamism, the vibrancy of the dialogue that goes on, and the different views that that necessarily need to get expressed to create the kind of educational environment you want, that continues. And that will be a process of talking to a lot of constituent groups, let them have help inform us as to what will make everybody most comfortable.
Mr. Young, would you say, are you a little more at ease with the law as it stands now? I know when you were in Utah, you had some concerns when you were out west, but any thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's important to try and help people achieve a level of comfort with it in an environment in which some people haven't been exposed to weapons at the same level that others have. We're taking people at a point in their lives where our main goal is to unsettle them in their, you know, in their beliefs and their understanding of the world. And so you want to make sure that you create an environment in which that dialogue is respectful, safe, and people really feel a chance to have that kind of a interchange. There are people less comfortable with it than others, and we want to make sure that we create a level of comfort as powerful as we can to really continue that.